To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things, so all men, so that by all possible means I might have some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and I make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Well, there's Paul talking about the Christian life. He compares athletics training and racing and prize giving with Christian living and the final reward. His point is that discipline and training for the sake of the gospel is a must. Now then, that's a picture of the London Marathon this year. How many people entered the London Marathon? 37,000 people. Anybody here ever run the London Marathon? There's one. Anybody here who's run a marathon, apart from Jeff? Jeff, respect. No, I haven't run a marathon. No, I haven't. I've run a half marathon. Thanks, Toby, for being loyal as my son. But no, I haven't. How many people won the London Marathon? I think there was a female winner and a male winner, wasn't there? And the wheelchair winner. Three. So maybe there was. There were three winners. All right. Who has run a race today? Hands up if you run a race today. About 25 in this room ran a race today or walked a race today. Did anybody win their category today? Yes! Big round of applause. How many winners in Peter's category were there? Just one. And he's the winner. Now, I shouldn't really ask this, but how much strict training and discipline did you do?
None.
Oh. That ruins my sermon. Doesn't quite ruin my sermon. But well done, Peter. Let me show you a few more. There's the winner of the London Marathon this year, Mr. Kabidi. Now, who knows this person? Did you know...
Do you know her name?
Hands up if you know her name. No, don't shout it out. Maxwell. Jessica Ennis. I read on the web that she did 10,000 hours training in the four-year period in the run-up to winning the games. How long do you think her races lasted altogether? I mean, she's a heptathlete, so she did quite a lot of races. Ballpark? Toby, how long do you think her races lasted? Four? 4 or 5 minutes? I don't know. There was a 500. Was there a 10,000? No, there was an 800 metres. Anyway, she trained for 10,000 hours for about 5 minutes of racing. But what did she get at the end of it? A little medal. Who's got a medal around their neck at the moment? There. Johnny, can I see it? In fact, could you bring it here so I can hold it up? Johnny got a medal today. Look at that. In fact, could you stand there and hold your medal like Jessica, like that? No, no. All right, I'll just hold it up. It says Fun Run on it. Now, that's a special medal. Her medal was the one medal, a gold medal for the heptathlon. This one was handed out to everybody who finished the Sawston Fun Run. In fact, the children. I asked for mine, and they said no. Can't have one this year. Children, only children. Now, here's another picture. That lady there, Miss Halsall, swims 1,860 miles a year in her training for the Olympic Games, which is as far as swimming from London to Beijing. That chap, Andy McKeever, he does a lot of gym work. And he lifts so much weight that if you added up how much weight he lifted, it would add up to 6 blue whales a month that he lifted. Now, there's a lot of training that goes into winning a prize. And the prize they're aiming for was a medal, the gold medal. They're all aiming for the gold, even if they get the bronze or the silver. Now, what Paul says is, do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? So there's only one winner. And then he says to the Christians he's writing to, run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. And here are a couple of examples of people who train very hard. On average, Olympic athletes from Britain train 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, for 4 years. That's more training than Peter did. He didn't do any. He's just a natural runner. But what he's talking about is training and disciplining. Now, if you're going to run or train for 6 hours a day, when do you think your day would start? William, 5 o'clock in the morning. I reckon most athletes get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do a few hours in the morning. Tom Daly, he does a few hours before school and then he did a few hours after school, didn't he? He trains very hard. The wheelchair basketball team, on average, goes through 100 tires a year in its specially designed wheelchairs. That's just a fact I thought I'd throw in. Paul compares being a Christian to being an athlete, somebody who's aiming to win a prize. Now, here's a few headings. Let me say one or two things. How should we run the Christian race? Paul says, run in such a way as to get the prize. Don't just turn up and run as though it doesn't really matter. When you're living as a Christian, it matters how you live every day. If you were aiming to get a gold medal, it would matter if you just said, oh, I can't be bothered today. Well, it matters in the Christian life just the same. Run in such a way as to get the prize, and that means strict training. So what does strict training for a Christian mean? Well, here's a few things it might mean. It would mean self-discipline. It would mean thinking, how am I going to grow as a Christian? Well, the best thing you can do to grow as a Christian is to read the Bible or ask somebody to read the Bible to you. So, children, why don't you say to your mum or dad, we haven't read the Bible today. Could you read the Bible with me? That'd be a great thing to do to find out about Jesus. Or, I haven't thought about others today. I've just been thinking about myself. Jesus would love me to think about others. Maybe that's what I should be doing today. Or maybe if somebody asked me at school, how do you become a Christian? I wouldn't know what to say. So, Dad, can you tell me what to say if somebody asked me if I should become a Christian? Those would be good bits of training you could do. And it'd be a good thing to do every day of your life. Now, he then says this. People running races, like in the Olympics, do it to get a crown. Do you know what their crowns were made of in 2,000 years ago in Corinth? David? Leaves. Their crowns were made of leaves. And they look really smart for about half an hour. And then the leaves would droop. And then they go brown. And then you'd have to throw them away. But at least it was a symbol that you'd won a race. They do it, Paul says, to get a crown that will not last. But we Christians, we run the race to get a crown that will last forever. What was Paul talking about when he said we're going to get a crown that will last forever? He was talking about going to be with Christ in heaven with God saying to you, well done. Now that's a great prize to be looking forward to. And that will last forever. And so Paul says, I don't run like a man running aimlessly. If you set on the London Marathon and you decided you'd choose your own route, what would happen to you by the end? You'd be disqualified. You can't choose your own route. You can't run aimlessly. You've got to run with an aim to get to the end. And Paul says, we as Christians need to run with the end in sight, being with Jesus, rejoicing with him in heaven. Run with that in sight. Don't run aimlessly. And then he says this, I train my body and I make it my slave for a reason. Now those athletes who lift whales and swim to Beijing, they train their body. If I think about my body and what I want to do when I wake up in the morning, it's normally lie in bed for another half an hour. Or it's eat as much chocolate as I can. Or And you do the same, Chloe. No looking at me like that. That's our natural instinct. But if we're going to train to be athletes, then we're going to need to get up in the morning and we're going to need to eat good food. Well, he says the same for Christians. If you're going to live a Christian life, you're going to heaven. But if you're going to get the reward of God saying, well done, and look at all these people who you've introduced to Jesus, well, then you need to train and be disciplined and look after yourself. So not aimlessly. And the reason he says that is this last thing. He says, I train my body and I make it my slave so that after I've preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Paul holds up a warning to everybody in this room and every Christian down the ages and says, there's a chance, even though you go to church, even though you call yourself a Christian, that the way you're running your life might show that you've actually been disqualified. It's not about trying to get to heaven. God says, you're into heaven because I've made it possible because of Jesus. But he's saying, if you want to be with me saying, well done, then it's no good thinking it's only a secondary thing and it doesn't really matter. He says to us, run in such a way as to get the prize. Well, that's all we're saying, and that's the little verses that seem to come perfectly for us on Fun Run Day, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. When you're thinking about it tomorrow morning, or you're thinking about it this evening, why not say, Mum, we haven't read the Bible today? Or why not say, I'd love to know how to tell somebody about Jesus and train yourself to be able to do those things. Let me pray, and then we'll move on to the next thing. Heavenly Father, thank you for this warning from Paul to the Corinthians about running in such a way as to get the prize. Thank you for everybody who ran the race this morning. We pray we'd see parallels. Jesus Christ has made it possible for us to get to the finish line, but we want to finish with the prize of God saying, well done. Please help us to run in such a way. Amen.